USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Winter weather is still affecting the east as for the second weekend in a row, a huge winter storm has rolled its way through the Carolinas. John Millwood is a Clinton, South Carolina resident who says he's never seen the region get that kind of winter weather before.
Very unusual. Very unusual. Like I said, I'm 54 and I've never seen weather like this in quite a long time.
Federal authorities officially declaring last week's hostage standoff at a Texas synagogue an act of terrorism. The assistant to the president for Homeland Security, Jill Sanborn, says the FBI is treating that standoff as an act of terrorism that targeted the Jewish community. Sanborn made the comment yesterday on a conference call with reporters. Malik Akram last week took four people hostage at Congregation Beth Israel near Fort Worth before he was fatally shot by law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will revisit a 2020 decision concerning a native land dispute in Oklahoma. Reports are justices will consider limiting the court's decision in McGirt v. Oklahoma, which ruled that a large part of that state's eastern region was an Indian reservation. While they said that they won't overturn the ruling, the justices said they will look at the state's ability to prosecute crimes that happen on native land, and the case will be argued in April. A story labeled truck full of monkeys. Pennsylvania authorities are searching for loose primates after a dump truck collided with a truck full of monkeys. No human injuries reported after the truck that was carrying about 100 monkeys crashed on Route 54 in Montour County on Friday night. Troopers say at least three of the animals got loose after the crash, and they're still at large. Reports are that truck was on its way to an area laboratory before the collision. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A Texas federal judge issuing a preliminary injunction against President Biden's federal COVID vaccine mandate as Judge Jeffrey Brown ruled late yesterday that Biden was abusing his authority, requiring federal workers to get the shot. The judge criticized the White House for issuing the order without congressional approval while noting that he believes people should get the shot. Biden's executive order was issued last September and has been tied up in court challenges ever since. Florida church leaders want Governor Ron DeSantis to change a measure that ends funding for immigrant children's centers, as over 200 faith leaders from around that state signed onto a letter sent to the governor on Thursday calling for funding to continue for the unaccompanied migrant children. Governor DeSantis says he wants the Biden administration to stop transporting the unaccompanied kids from other states to Florida without prior notification. DeSantis says he will reconsider the funding question if federal officials will change their policy. And a new dramatized version of the Tiger King saga is coming to Peacock, the NBC streaming service. It's called Joe vs. Carol, and it includes Kate McKinnon being played by Carol Baskin, and Joe Exotic being played by John Cameron Mitchell. It premieres on March 3rd. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.